don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news. Someone has to do it, so why not come to us?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to do it anyway. So.
I mean, I don't know if this is a badge of honor or this is like a backhanded compliment that we're really good at it.
But we are.
We ease the pain.
We do.
Well, this morning we actually have Beth on the line. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good. Yeah. It's a nice day here in Madison.
It is. Very nice.
All right, honey. So tell us, why are you calling and who do you have to break the bad news to?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I have to break the bad news to Courtney, is her name.
Okay.
I've been posing like somebody else online and I need to tell her about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've been posing online as someone else?
So, okay, we met on eHarmony.
Okay.
And we've been talking about a month, and we have, like, a ton in common, and we've kind of developed a connection.
Okay. Yeah.
But the thing is, I used my friend's profile picture and description and everything else, and... I need to tell her that that's not me because I'm really starting to like her and I just want to come totally clean and honest before I meet her in person.
Okay, so wait, so you met this girl named Courtney again on eHarmony. So you've been talking to her, but you've been using a fake profile pic. We've heard of this before. It's like, isn't that somewhat
like
catfishing?
Catfish. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the profile of?
Right.
It's not. See, I've been pretending to be a man this whole time.
What?
No.
I've been using the name Dominic, and I can't go on like this. I gotta let her know. I gotta come clean.
So she thinks she's been talking to a guy named Dominic, and you guys, are you supposed to be like meeting her on a date?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, gosh.
Awkward.
Yeah,
really,
awkward.
Really bad.
Yeah,
I dug a hole.
Well, like you said, she obviously it could be extremely peed off because of this. Obviously, is you're not who you say you were.
Mm.
And who knows that she's even attracted to women,
right?
But you know, you never know.
That, I mean, you don't,
and you actually are Beth, who's a female, and who knows how she'll respond?
Whoa.
This is a good one.
No, this is a very good.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
So let's do this. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Miss Courtney, who you met on eHarmony. That I'm going to meet you very soon because we have a hot date. But here's the thing: I'm not a he. I'm a she. My name is Beth. Do you want to date me?
Yep.
It's kind of like a rhyme. It's
pretty much.
Okay.
How it goes.
All right, girl. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news. Someone has to do it, so why not come to us?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to do it anyway. So.
I mean, I don't know if this is a badge of honor or this is like a backhanded compliment that we're really good at it.
But we are.
We ease the pain.
We do.
Well, this morning we actually have Beth on the line. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
It's a nice day here in Madison.
It is. Very nice.
All right, honey. So tell us, why are you calling and who do you have to break the bad news to?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I have to break the bad news to Courtney, is her name.
Okay.
I've been posing like somebody else online and I need to tell her about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've been posing online as someone else?
So, okay, we met on eHarmony.
Okay.
And we've been talking about a month, and we have, like, a ton in common, and we've kind of developed a connection.
Okay.
But the thing is, I used my friend's profile picture and description and everything else, and... I need to tell her that that's not me because I'm really starting to like her and I just want to come totally clean and honest before I meet her in person.
Okay, so wait. So you met this girl named Courtney, again, on eHarmony. So you've been talking to her, but you've been using a fake profile pic. We've heard of this before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, isn't that somewhat like catfishing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the profile of?
Right.
It's not... See, I've been pretending to be a man this whole time.
What?
No.
I've been using the name Dominic, and I can't go on like this. I gotta let her know. I gotta come clean.
So she thinks she's been talking to a guy named Dominic, and you guys, are you supposed to be like meeting her on a date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, gosh.
Awkward.
Yeah,
really,
awkward.
Really bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dug a hole.
Well, like you said, she obviously it could be extremely peed off because of, you know, this obviously is you're not who you say you were.
Mm.
And who knows that she's even attracted to women.
Right.
But, you know, you never know.
That, I mean, you don't.
You don't. And you actually are Beth, who's a female.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who knows how she'll respond.
Whoa.
This is a good one.
No, this is a very good
one. This is a good one.
Yeah.
So let's do this. We will play a song. And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Miss Courtney, who you met on eHarmony, that, yes, I'm going to meet you very soon because we have a hot date. But here's the thing. I'm not a he. I'm a she. My name is Beth. Do you want to date me?
Yep.
It's kind of like a rhyme. That's
pretty much.
Okay.
How it goes.
All right, girl. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.